First, I like to say that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد دستور يا سيدي مدر What Abdulhamid Saab just described is not me, but is the barakah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessings on my Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani. May Allah bless him, the leader of the Naqshbandi order of today. His blessings on our Sheikh is supporting us everywhere. And I like also to thank someone who is very dear to my heart. He raised me when I was young, and he is today here between us, my brother, Dr. Mahmoud Kabbani is here. I like him to speak, not me. Today we are here meeting for Miladun Nabi. And Eid Miladun Nabi, it is, they are disputing about it. Some people they say there is no such things as Eid Miladun Nabi. Is a bid'ah, innovation. And some people, they say that Eid Miladun Nabi is an issue that it is not only right, but 100% right. And Alhamdulillah, Eid Miladun Nabi is being practiced and observed in mostly 99% of the Muslim countries. Whatever that 1% try to do, they are failures. They are failing. They cannot change the fact that Eid Miladun Nabi is a reality. If they like it or they don't like it, we are not concerned about them. I am going to say that Eid Miladun Nabi that we are observing today or every day was being observed in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many ulama has expressed that to you, and only I will quote one hadith that mostly you heard it before, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about fasting on Monday. He said, yes, fasting on Monday is important because it is the day that I was being born. If you fast on Monday, Allah will reward you because on that day there was something special. I was born on that day. And fasting is a worshipness. Is a kind of worshipness. Means Eid Miladun Nabi is a kind of worshipness equal fasting. And fasting is one pillar of Islam. So Eid Miladun Nabi is important to Muslims as prayers are important to Muslims, as fasting are important to Muslims, as zakat is important to Muslims, as hajj is important to Muslims. And the evidence is what the Imam was saying before, that ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. I didn't understand Punjabi, but I understood the verse of Holy Quran. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to give importance to what Allah is giving importance for. So it is not Eid only to us. It was Eid in heavens. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah ordering angels to praise and pray on Prophet in every moment, in every second, day and night, non-stopping.
Mubarak ho.
Muqaddas, holy. Zindaba for imams, for scholars, ulama, it's okay. Correct. Mubarak ho, mubarak ho. What mubarak ho means? Means mubarak huwa. Huwa goes to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Eid Milad al-Nabi was not been only asked from us, but asked from angels themselves. And angels themselves are not observing Eid Milad al-Nabi 1 hour and they go to eat, or they go to drink, like us. We were sitting 1 hour, then we went to eat. No, they are constantly under that order till Judgment Day, without stopping. And that's why made the angels respecting and loving Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. And I will relate you the story of Sayyidina Jibreel and the Burak. You know the Burak? The Burak is a heavenly creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam for Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, Ya Jibreel, go to that heaven and pick the Burak and take that Burak to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to my presence. Jibreel alayhi salam, as Allah described to him, he went to that paradise and he looked, and that paradise was full. It was completely full. There was no place for anyone to stand or to put his finger. If we want to relate as this, the scientific expression, he looked and he saw millions of buraks. There is no beginning, there is no end, waiting there for Jibreel alayhi salam to pick one to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who gave that respect to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what these Wahhabis can do? They cannot do anything. They are going to be responsible for what they are saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call them in Judgment Day. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is turning his face from them. Because they don't believe in shafa'. They believe in their amal. Let their amal save them. We ask Prophet for his shafa. We know our amal cannot save us. He looked, Sayyidina Jibreel, and he saw all these buraks waiting in turn to be picked up. And at the one of these corners, he saw one burak crying. And that burak is crying, is by himself, not with his friends. He approached him and he said, why you are crying? Why all your, the other buraks, no one is crying except you? What made you to cry? Can you inform me? He said, Ya Jibreel, leave me alone. I'm crying. He said, tell me. He said, Ya Jibreel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his name, and later being informed about it, that there will be coming the master of humanity, the greatest of all, Muhammadur Rasulullah. From that time I was crying. And I asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, don't let me to die without my eyes see the eye of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From that time, that love was coming into my heart. That desire to see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is never stopping. I'm crying, and I will be crying till I see him. Any one of us is crying to see Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam? No. What that love then is for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are doing qasidas, Arabic qasidas, Urdu qasidas, Farsi qasida, English qasida. Speakers are speaking, they go out, look. There is exit, 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 exit. You come and you exit. There is nothing else. We come, listen to ours, our hearts will be filled. We go out to dunya, everything goes away. O Muslims, if you really love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that light, that ruhaniya of Prophet will be in front of you. And that's why awliyaullah, saints, can feel the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, and then can relate with him. Look Muhammad al-Busayri, what he said in his long qasida, al-Burda wal-Mudariya. He said, Muhammadun basharun وليس كالبشري. He said, Muhammad is a human being. He's a human being. We don't know. For us, we say he's a human being. But if he is a human being, if we are a human being like him, why we cannot raise little bit one inch from ground? If we are, as the Wahhabis they say, that there is no difference. He is Bashar, we are Bashar. But he has Wahid. Okay. He is Bashar, we are Bashar, he has Wahid. It's okay. Can you rise up? That doesn't need Wahid rising up. Stand up and rise. Jalal al-Din al-Rumi, one of the big awliya, when he used to work, he used to rise. He was able to rise up. Why? Because he was really lifting himself up from the gravity of earth. In your body, you have the body, you have the spirit. If you throw this on the floor, it goes down. Why it goes down? Because of the gravity. So, our gravity, we are being created from earth, dirt. So the gravity is pulling us down. But when you die, your soul goes where? Goes to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He wants your soul to be. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So if you will be able to throw your body in this dunya out, your soul can pull up your body up. And that's what's happening with awliya, like Sayyidina Jalaluddin al-Rumi. His soul was pulling him because his body became like when you go out of this space, there is no gravity, you can fly, you can move in space. If you can do it here, then that is a sign that you can rise up. And that is a sign. Muhammadun Basharun. But walaysa kalbashari. He is not like us. Then if we are like him, then our name will be with Allah's name. It's only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name. And many scholars, they do not look at the meaning when it is said Muhammad, they say his name, Allah raised his name with his name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name describe a form. Name describes something. When Allah raised him, he didn't raise the name. He raised the whole Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he raised him in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj with body and soul. He didn't raise his name. So meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raised him completely, and that's why he said, I was the first to be created. My light was the first to be created, Ya Jabir. Na'awwal ma khalaq Allah nura nabiyika Ya Jabir. First that Allah created is the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was nothing. There was nothing. And awliya described that. Into that nothing, and the light of Muhammad was created, everything came with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because lawla Muhammad lama khalaqtu ahadan min khalqi. If not for Muhammad, I will not create any one of my creation, Allah said. So it means the light of Muhammad, in the light of Muhammad is the whole creation. Means Muhammad represents the whole creation. And that's why Muhammadun Basharun walaysa kal bashari. Bal huwa yaqutatun wan nasu kal hajari. But he is a jewel and everyone else is a stone, a rock, a pebble. That rock, even you are building the masjid, you go and buy rocks in tons. A complete truck of rocks is not $200. Go and buy a truck of diamonds, what they ask you about. You cannot pay it. And that's why Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqutatun, a jewel. وَالنَّاسُ كَالْحَجَرِ, and everyone else is stone. What the importance of a stone to a diamond? Nothing. Give yourself a stone or take a diamond. Which one you prefer? You want the diamond. That diamond, to get it, that desire to run after the diamond is that love to run after Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Imam Muhammad al-Busayri was writing his poem, Sayyidina Ubaidullah al-Ahrar from India was coming with his followers for Hajj. And they reach a place, it's the river, and they want, at that night, all of them, they slept. Next morning, they need all of them ghusl. All his followers, all of them. So Fajr time, they don't know what to do. They want to run to the water to take ghusl. They were not able because the water was boiling. So they waited and they make tayammum. And the sheikh came. And he said, what's going on? They said, oh, our sheikh, we want to take shower in the water of the river. But it is boiling. We cannot. So the sheikh approached and put his hand, and it was boiling. He said, let us follow the flow of the water from up. Let us go up and see why the water is boiling. And they were walking, and finally they reach a place, a rock, and Sayyidina Muhammad al-Busayri is sitting and reciting his poem and writing it and putting his feet in the water, and from the ashq and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that water was boiling.
Alayhi Takbir! Alayhi Risalah!
That what that love, that desire that comes in the heart, that love for Akhirah, that love for Allah, that love for Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, what made the Sahaba, what made the Awliya, what made the poets to express their dear love to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, as that Burak was crying. And Jibreel said, ya Burak, I am going to pick you up to take you to the presence of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu. Look, infinite numbers of buraks, and one of them, all of them are praising Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wasalam. But one of them was overwhelmed and was crying. What happened? He was being picked up to the presence of Prophet. We are meeting all around the world, making milad for Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. But not all of us will be picked up. Only those whom their hearts are moved with love and tears in their eyes for the love to see the Prophet alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. You think Allah will not pick you up and show you the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam? O Muslims, let us not be blind like others. We know the importance of the love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. Let us come up to keep in our heart that love by praising him as much as we can. Whenever we are driving, whenever we are flying, whenever we are working, let our tongues saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, or whatever way you like, but keep that recitation on your tongue. This dunya is ending. You are not going to take anything with you. Nothing. Look, exit. We are coming. It is like dunya here. We are sitting inside here and we are going to exit one after one. There is nothing. You are not going to take anything with you. Look, when that masjid was built, the first one, who was putting this masjid together, I remember is Rafiq, his brother, and another brother Khalid, were putting this masjid, and many other people were coming and donating. What happened to Rafiq's brother? What happened? He left. What he took with him? That amal that he tried to do his best for this masjid. He didn't take his land with him. His family took his land. He didn't take his bank accounts. Nothing. He died young. How old he was? How old was he? No. 56. He left everything. His cars, his bank accounts, his lands. He took only what Allah is going to reward him to put the seed in this masjid. And now we are observing the Milad al-Nabi alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam in this masjid. We are not taking anything with us except that love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Oh Muslims! Before us, Ibn Battuta said, you know Ibn Battuta? You heard about Ibn Battuta? He's a big historian in Islamic literature. He said in his books that after the time of Prophet alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, there were four schools of Islam. The Hanafi school, the Maliki school, the Shafi'i school, and the Hanbali school. And he said that in the time of Miladun Nabi alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, the day of birth of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, they used everyone, children and adults and men. They used to go from their homes in Mecca in a big demonstration carrying lights, oil, fuel lights, oil, and moving toward Kaaba, passing by the house of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, and going around the Kaaba, making tawaf with the four imams of the school of thoughts, celebrating the Miladun Nabi alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Then in the Kaaba, they put the food for everyone free. And people, they eat, and they pray Maghrib, they pray Isha, and they go. That was being practiced thousands of years ago. It's not something that has been innovated recently. If these Wahhabi, they think that we are uneducated, we will tell them that they are uneducated. They have to go and learn more and see what Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believes and know. Then they come and debate with us. You know now, there is 3,000 masjid in America. 10 years ago, there were only few that they were observing Miladun Nabi, Eid Miladun Nabi. Now in every city in America, in every state in America, in every house in America, other than the Wahhabis, we have celebration of Eid Miladun Nabi.
ਕੁਬਾਨੀ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ ਹੱਕੋ ਸਦਾਕਤ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸੇ ਕੁਬਾਨੀ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ ਹੱਕੋ ਸਦਾਕਤ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸੇ ਕੁਬਾਨੀ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ
ਹੱਕੋ ਸਦਾਕਤ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ
ਸੇ ਕੁਬਾਨੀ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ
ਹੱਕੋ ਸਦਾਕਤ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ I didn't understand. You want to continue or is it enough? What is the time now? 10 minutes more? 15 minutes. Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه طه الله طه ها It's of two letters is the طه and the ها طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشكو Tah is, it is one scholarly opinion from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Tah is At-Tahir and Ha is Al-Hadi. And it is said that these two letters represent the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-Tahir wal-Hadi. الطاهر والهادي. And if we look further down, we see that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in one of the authentic hadith, I will read it better. He said, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا محمد أنا محمد because he is in dunya his name is in dunya is محمد his name in akhirah is أحمد I didn't explain that last time or explain it I didn't I explain it or not not first letter of Holy Quran is what Alif. That first letter of Allah's name is what? Is Alif. First letter of Sayyidina Muhammad's name is what? Is Alif. Because he is Ahmad in Akhirah. Anything related to Akhirah must be Alif. Must be Shirat al-Mustaqim. The straight path leads you to Ahmad, leads you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First letter Allah, Alif, first letter of Muhammad in heavens is Ahmad, is Alif. First letter of our religion is what? Is Alif. First letter of the second division of Islam is what? Religion is Alif, Iman. First letter of the state of perfection, Ihsan is Alif. It's Alif for Allah, Alif for Ahmad, Alif for Islam, Alif for Iman, Alif for Ihsan. Because it relates to Akhirah. If you take the first letter from Allah's name, what will be left? Take the Alif, there will be three letters there. What are these three letters? Lillah! It will be Lillah! Means everything for him! Is that? Everything? Lillah! Lahu! If you take one letter, Lam, what will be left? Lahu! Means Lahu, he owns everything. Nothing to you. And if you take that lamb also out, what will be left? Hu. Kul hu. Absolute unknown. No one knows. The absolute ghaib that no one knows. So what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ana Muhammad, because he is expressing himself in dunya, wa Ahmad, Now he is expressing himself in Akhirah. And what he follows immediately in that hadith, وَأَنَا أَحْمَدْ, because it is Akhirah. وَأَنَا الْفَاتِحْ, I am the one to open everything for humanity in dunya and Akhirah. Fatih. Al-Fatih means the opener. He opened for you dunya, he opened for you Akhirah. وَأَنَا الْقَاسِمْ, he didn't say Qasim, he said Al-Qasim. Means there is no one else other than me that provides you. I will provide you by Allah's permission everything. وَأَنَا الْقَاسِمْ وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرْ, I am the one that I will bring everyone in judgment day by Allah's permission for shafa'ah. وَأَنَا الْعَاقِبْ, means I am the one that knows your destiny at the end, you go to paradise or to hell. وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي, I am the one that wave everything from you. It's his words. It's not our words. It's not Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah words. It's Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salati salam words. So Wahhabis, you cannot change it. They cannot do anything. They are stuck. وَأَنَا طَهَا وَأَنَا يَاسِين, أَنَا مُحَمَّد, أَنَا أَحْمَد, وَأَنَا الْفَاتِح, وَأَنَا الْقَاسِم, وَأَنَا الْحَاشِر, وَأَنَا الْعَاقِب, وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي, وَأَنَا طَهَا, وَأَنَا يَاسِين. What you need better than that? Means if you come to me, you come to the fountain, you come to the ocean, everything will be cleaned in that ocean, because it is the ocean of love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wasallam. What Abu Huraira said? He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has read in paradise Surah Taha wa Surah Yasin before he created heavens and earth, and before he created Adam by 2000 years. He said, Ibn Abbas said, Abu Huraira said, أن الله قرأ طه وياسين قبل أن يخلق آدم والسماوات والأرض بألفي عام. To whom he read that? To Bashar? To Hashar? To stones? Or to the Yakuta, to the diamond? He read it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, then khalaqa al-insan. The merciful taught Quran, then created the humanity. So to whom he taught Quran? It's to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he read Taha and Yasin to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he created anyone by 2000 years. What Ibn Abbas said? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha al-muzzammil, kum al-layla illa qaleela, نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. What Sayyidina Muhammad used to do? Used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, not sitting like us. When you go and meet a president, what you do? You sit or stand? That's for president. He's a stone. He's nothing. سيدنا محمد عليه افضل الصلاه والسلام when he is standing, he's standing in the divine presence, in the presence of his Lord. He was standing with love, but his body failed. And he used to, because Allah ordered him, Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, wake up at night and pray for me. He used to stand on one leg, lean on one, and when it gets tired, he leans on the other. And Ibn Abbas said, الله الله قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من الليل يربط نفسه بحبل كي لا ينام. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to wake up from night at night, he used to tie himself with a rope in order not to sleep, because when he is praying and he fell asleep, then the rope is going to fall, the rope pull him back in order not to fall asleep, always to be awake. And then Ibn Abbas said, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول من أنزل عليه الوحي كان يقوم على صدور قدمين إذا صلى فأنزل الله تعالى طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. When he used to pray, he leaned on one leg, and when he got tired, he leans on the other. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the verse of Holy Quran, Taha, calling him with his name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. We didn't reveal for you the Quran to feel that pain. And we didn't reveal to you that message of Islam to torture and abuse yourself. But we revealed it to you as rahmatan lil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep that love in our hearts for Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. And we will be witness on each other in judgment day that we are coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our amal cannot save us, but the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can save us. And the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Muhammad can save us. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الحبيب وحرمة الفاتحة